Drinking too much on a single occasion or over time can take a serious toll on your health. But for many, drinking is relaxation, and it also can be somewhat of a connoisseur activity. So how do you balance all of that? I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and on our A Healthier Michigan Today, we're going to talk about the benefits to your health to take a break from alcohol. And it's from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross, Dr. William Beecroft, is our expert. Dr. Beecroft, great to have you back with us. You know, there is that conundrum where alcohol can be such a social activity, and in some cases, if you are sampling certain kinds of wine or whiskeys, it becomes somewhat of a connoisseur activity. But overdoing it is bad as well, and it's hard to make sense of that, of that balance. How does alcohol affect the body and mind?
Well, the body recognizes alcohol as a toxin, and it will adjust to its use over a longer period of time. One of the things that happens is you grow more receptors in your brain for the chemicals that cause us to be less anxious. So when you take a drink, if you're naive to alcohol, you get a little bit less anxious, you're more social, you have less inhibition, you're more kind of interact with people a little bit more comfortably. And that can be a good experience, or if you drink an awful lot, that can be a bad experience. You know, it depends on how it goes for you. But over time, your body adjusts by growing more of those, so you need more and more alcohol to be able to do that. And that's beyond what you're going to be able to taste, you know, a nice scotch with, you know, where it comes from in Scotland, or a wine, you know, where it comes from in France. You're not going to be able to tell when you're at the three or four bottles of wine, you know, level. You know, maybe that first one. And if you know people that do sampling of wine and that sort of thing, wine tasters, they never drink it. They put it in their mouth, swish it around, and then they spit the alcohol out. So they may absorb some in their mouth, but they're not ingesting it.
So it's that overindulgence that gets you then, that drinking
exactly
too much. Can you tell, though, if what's the difference between a person who knows when to stop, to only have an occasional drink, versus a person who has to continue to drink beyond measure?
Yeah, some people have a problem starting. That is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's recommendations about, for women and men, how many drinks are a reasonable average amount. But if you're drinking, and each drink is measured differently with a different liquor or beer or wine that you're using. But if you're drinking more than a couple drinks, for women, it's usually one drink to two. Men, it's one to two. Usually two is the average. Because of different body mass and weight, they can be able to tolerate different amounts. But if you're going into the three, four, and five, if you're needing to drink, if you're not able to stop when you've been drinking, you just have to have that one more for the road, you're probably in trouble.
Hmm. Let's talk about the health impact of alcohol. What diseases and cancers can be caused by alcohol abuse and overuse, Dr. Beecroft?
Well, the more common ones are things to deal with the digestive system. So you get problems with your esophagus, you get gastroreflux disease. You can get some damage to your mouth just because the alcohol itself is caustic, and it's actually a solvent, if you want to think about it. So it starts to dissolve your mouth cells and the cells along your esophagus. In your stomach, it can cause more acid, so you get acid reflux, because it also relaxes that muscle at the top of your stomach that causes the acid to come up back up into your throat. Pancreatitis, which is an inflammation of the pancreas, is really common with especially large amounts of alcohol use. And over a period of time, liver disease, including hepatitis, cirrhosis of the liver, and then cancer of the liver are really common to have happen. So it doesn't do you much favors on a long-term basis.
Incredible. When you think about that kind of impact, how many of us still drink? What are the benefits of sobriety?
Well, you can get a lot of things back. You know, it's kind of like a country music song played backwards. You know, you can get the wife back, you can get the dog back, the truck, the whole thing. But it's true. Your relationships get better. You're financially better because it doesn't cost as much. The only thing alcohol can really be metabolized into is fat in the system. So even though you get a lot of calories, it only can be metabolized into fat. So people gain a lot of weight. They can get overweight, which has its own consequences with heart problems and that sort of thing. So you can get your physical health back, which may let you go out and run with the dog and be able to get the dog back too.
You know, it's still hard, though, when you do go out, when you socialize. Alcohol is often at the center of that. Do you have any advice for people to avoid alcohol or overindulging, at least, when you go out or even when you're home and you're tempted?
Well, there's a couple different things you can do. You know, there's a new trend of using mocktails or alcohol-free cocktails. You know, nobody knows that you're not drinking a gin and tonic if you have tonic and lime on it.
Right.
You know, it's those kinds of things to be able to look at substitutes that can still have you being social with people that are drinking, but not really getting at the same level of intoxication they are at the same time. You can still laugh at their jokes, and sometimes they're not so funny when they've been drinking a lot. So you can really enjoy the time that you're there. You can be social, but do those other things that are healthy for you. If you are going to drink, limit yourself to a drink and use water or other substitutes, like I just talked about, as the alternatives in between. And if you're finding that you're tempted or can't stop at that one drink, you need to think about why. Why can't I? And is this good for me? So those are things that you can do to be able to still be there and eat other foods. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to eat is really good when you're at those things as well. That can be a social activity as well.
I love that old trick of putting a lime or a lemon on the edge of your glass. No one will ever know. And it's true. That. And it tastes good, too. Great advice today from Dr. William Beecroft, Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And by the way, if you can't stop, if you are having trouble with that, you should seek professional help. Right, Doctor?
Absolutely. There's help available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, AA has been something that's been a standby. There's all kinds of different groups. There's, you know, agnostic groups. There's spiritual groups. There's Catholic groups. There's, you know, all kinds of different spirituality groups. There's SMART recovery, which isn't religious at all. So in that sense, it's another tool to be able to use. So if that's an excuse, there's no excuse here.
No, there
all
isn't.
Kinds of help available.
Very good point. Thank you so much. And our listeners can also find out more information from Blue Cross on its website at ahealthiermichigan.org. Lots of nutrition information on their recipes and advice about the topics we do each week on our A Healthier Michigan segment. ahealthiermichigan.org from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Our thanks to Dr. William Beecroft, Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross.